your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. And I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics and beyond. And like I said, it's the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. And you can catch us on our different platforms. You're on www.activefm.co.za. We on Google Podcasts, we on Apple Podcasts, and we on Spotify as well. And can I just tell you that we've recently updated our website, and it is banging. It is hot. It is awesome. It is amazing. It is really, really awesome. And you should go check it out, man. And you can get to know the presenters through the website as well. You can see all our awesome presenters from The Void. You can see the presenters from The Case, you can see presenters from All Things Girls, and you can see presenters from the political show. So get to the website and tell your friends about the website, tell your family about the website. I'm telling you, it's really, really, really awesome. And like I said, you can also catch us on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, so that you can just subscribe. So go on to Apple Podcasts or Google's Podcast and look for the specific show that you want to listen to. In this case, the new show. Search for the new show and subscribe and get downloading. And what happens when you subscribe is your phone will automatically update you as the shows come out. And then you can just download the show and listen to the show. You can send out the link to as many people as you want to your family, to your friends, and like, guys, let's listen to the show, and you have something to talk about online. And the same with Spotify. Download the Spotify, subscribe to the different shows, and yeah, let's just keep each other company. And then you can also catch us on our social media pages. We're on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We on Facebook /ActiveFM. We on Twitter at ActiveFM. And you can also catch us on TikTok. Yeah, we on TikTok, so you can catch us there. And we also on YouTube. You can subscribe to the YouTube page, the ActiveFM YouTube page, and you can catch our amazing, amazing live shows. And every Monday at 9 a.m. GMT plus 2 South African time, you can catch live Active FM shows. They are really, really awesome. They are amazing. So yeah, let's get out there, guys. Let's keep each other entertained on social media and keep the light up, if I can put it that way. I mean, if you look at social media these days, it's just all doom and gloom. Coronavirus is gonna kill us all or whatever. And as the Active FM team, that is not what we promote. So we don't promote the doom and gloom of corona, but then we actually bring some entertainment and some light and all of these things. So get to our social media pages, get some light into your world, and share it out there to as many people as you can. Now this week we are talking about, we're looking at more into South African news and stuff. And last week, Wednesday actually, it was announced that there was going to be a 350 rand social grant given to specific people and stuff like that. And one thing that I've noticed by speaking to people and things is that people don't really know how to access these specific grants. I know that on Friday last week, it was officially non-lockdown, which it's not really like that. We're still on lockdown. It's just we're on level 4 of lockdown, which is basically the same as level 5 of lockdown, which is less restrictions and a curfew, and some stores are open and things like that. I remember we went to the mall on the Friday to get some stuff for the house, essentials for the house and stuff, and it was packed. It was really, really packed. And I even remember seeing, just a funny story, I remember seeing someone that I know, and I don't think they recognized us and stuff from afar, because we were wearing our face masks and everything. And they were literally just standing in the middle of the parking lot doing nothing. So people took the opportunity to actually go out on the Friday, the 1st of May, so that just because it was the extension or the lockdown was eased up and things like that. But then what I saw is that people don't really understand the regulations, and people don't really understand what is happening. They just hear from the memes or from what people decide to post and things like that. So I'm going to be speaking about what you need to do to actually gain access to this specific grant and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what the show is going to be about. It's really going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing, and I hope you stay tuned, because I am your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Quest music is hot music.
Never stop.
Quest music is hot music.
Never drop.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
So now, how do you gain access to the 350 Rand COVID-19 grant? On Wednesday, 29 April 2020, the government has outlined the process for the application of the COVID-19 Social Relief and Distress Grant for individuals who are currently unemployed. So if you do get money, if you're employed in some way, please let the people that really aren't employed to gain access to this specific grant. But addressing a media briefing on Wednesday in Pretoria, Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu said that the qualifying applicants will be paid 350 Rand per month from May until October of this year. And if you look at it, 350 isn't really a lot, but I know that there was a time in my family's life where we could live off of 300 Rand. I was just living with my siblings and we would get about 300 Rand like in the middle of the month, beginning of the month, whenever we could. And we would buy the things that we really, really needed. So 350 Rand per month from May until October 2020. The grant forms part of the 500 billion Rand economic and social relief measures announced by the president last week as part of the national response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The special COVID-19 social relief of distress grants will be implemented in terms of existing avenue provided by the social relief of distress, which is also known as the SRD channel, which is administered in accordance with the provision as set in the Social Assistance Act of 2004. In terms of regulations 9, social relief may be provided to South African citizens, permanent residents, and refugees who have been affected by a disaster. This framework is currently, wait, can I just stop there? This is one of the very first programs that I've actually seen in South Africa that is helping out refugees. I mean, as a refugee myself in South Africa, it's really hard to get help in programs like this and stuff because you are a refugee. I know the ID that I have is not a green South African ID, but it's a red refugee ID in South Africa, and basically allows me to do everything except for vote in South Africa. But I know that going to the bank, I needed to open a specific account during lockdown and stuff like that was important. And because of the type of ID that I was using, I was unable to open the bank because Home Affairs wasn't open and things like that. So it's been kind of hard and stuff like that. So actually seeing a program that also helps out the refugees and stuff in South Africa is quite awesome. I mean, I'm proud of our government because of this. This framework is currently administered through the South African Social Security Agency, also known as SASSA, however, with limitations. Now, the minister said that the new special COVID-19 SRD grant requires a rather more complex approach, as the beneficiaries are not on the SASSA database or other government grant support programs. It was therefore necessary to introduce new systems and new qualification criteria and amend some regulations. The Department of Social Development will publicize the directions, which will provide details on how the grant will be implemented. The system will go live immediately when the regulations are published, and they envision to start making payments by the 15th of May 2020. Those who have applied during the trial run will be contacted to provide further information. So now, what are the qualifying criteria? I mean, this is awesome, the fact that they're helping out people that are already not in their system and things like that. What makes you a qualifying human to actually get what's this, the grant? Now, the qualifying criteria for the special COVID-19 social relief and distress of 350 per month for distressed individuals are as follows. The first thing is the grant will be available to South African citizens, like I said, permanent residents or refugee registered at the Home Affairs system. So it's legal people, basically, who reside within the borders of the Republic of South Africa. The second part is applicants must be above the age of 18. So if you're under 18, you are underage to receive the 350 grant. You must be unemployed. You must not be receiving any form of income, and you must not be receiving any social grant. So if you're already in the SASSA system and you receive a grant of 1,000, I think it's 1,500 rand a month and stuff like that, you do not qualify for it. So like, I'll repeat the criteria again. You need to be above the age of 18, so 18 years old and above. You need to be unemployed. You shouldn't be receiving any income. You shouldn't be receiving any social grant. You should not qualify to receive unemployment insurance benefits. So you shouldn't be receiving a UIF or qualify to receive UIF as well. You should not receive a stipend from the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. So if you're part of NASFAS or whatever, similar things, you do not qualify for this. And a non-resident in a government-funded or subsidized institution. So that's basically what you should be as an applicant. Now, prospect applicants will need to provide the following compulsory information for processing their applicants. So let's say you go through, you tick all of that, you're above the age of 18, you're unemployed, you're not receiving any income, you're not receiving any social grant, you're not receiving any UIF, you're not receiving something like the NASFAS or whatever, you're not a resident of a government-funded or subsidized institution, then this is the information that they will require from you. They'll need your identity number or Department of Home Affairs permit. So if you've got a home affairs status, an asylum, or if you have an ID number, that they'll need that. They'll need your name and surname as captured in the ID. So for instance, if my name is Cynthia and my surname is Bebel, but on my ID it's Geeks Limbo or something like that, then I will not qualify because my name is not matching what the Department of Home Affairs basically has in their system and stuff like that. And you need to have your initials as well. You need to have your gender and disability if you are disabled. You need to have your banking details. So it's the bank name and account number. And can I just tell you, those are banking details. I was once speaking to someone and stuff, and they needed to send me their banking details, and they sent me their card number. So just while we're here, please do not ever give anyone your card number as your banking details. If someone asks for your banking details, give them the bank name, branch code if you have to, and your account number. Account number is not the number that is on your card, but it's on the number that is on the form that you receive from the bank. Your contact details, which is your cell phone number, and it needs to be a working cell phone number. So the number that you are currently using, not a number on the phone that you do not see every 5 days or whatever. It needs to be a number that you are currently using, and then proof of residential address. So that's the information that is compulsory and that they will need. And then the application process goes as follows. An application for social relief of distress or a social grant may be lodged electronically over and above any other available means of lodging such applications. The measures applicable include sending a WhatsApp message to the following number: 060-0123-456. How simple is that? So I'll say it again. You can send a message to on WhatsApp where it's 060-0123-456, and selecting SASSA, an email to the following email address: srd@sassa.gov.za. So I'll say it again. You can send an email to the following: srd@sassa.gov.za. And what's this? The minister basically said that they are still finalizing additional access channels, which include SMS, self-help desks, and an online application process. And they will give information on these soon. The minister also said for people who have no access to technologies, volunteers will be trained to assist applicants who cannot use technology and will be provided with gadgets to capture details on behalf of the applicants. Notifications of the outcome for an application for the special COVID-19 social relief and distress grant will be provided in the same manner in which the application was made. So that's how you'll basically get the notification. And then the payment of the grant will work as follows. Now, payments of the grant will be made mainly through bank accounts of the applicants and through cash send measures through banks. The minister said that the benefit or the grant will be paid from the date of approval up to the end of October 2020. If the grant gets approved on the 15th of May, then you'll be paid on the 15th of every month until October 2020, basically, provided that the qualifying criteria listed continues to be met. So if applicants apply in June, their payments will be from June and there will be no back pay. So you cannot expect to be paid for May if you only apply in June and it only gets approved in June. You cannot expect to get 700 rand then. You only get the 350 rand from June onwards. And then finally, applicants should note that by virtue of application, all applicants grant consent to SASSA to verify their residency, sources of income and or social security benefits with government departments and financial institutions, including all ID and permits, will be cross-checked against other data sources. So they will check. What they're saying here is that they will check whether you have any other form of income, because one of the criteria that allow you to become an applicant is that you shouldn't have any form of income or whatever. They will check that against other data sources as well. And then lastly, the minister said that any false applications will give rise to possible prosecution. So they are taking this very seriously. And if you're someone who is going to apply for this type of grant, you also need to take it seriously. We do not want fake applications. So they will rise to possible prosecution if it comes to that. So don't do that. Keep safe. We do not want to hear that you were in jail listening to Active FM, which I wouldn't mind. I mean, we just don't want you to go into jail for something as stupid as making a false application for the 350 rand. Actually, leave it to people who need, really, really need the 350 rand. And that's what we have for today. I mean, it's quite interesting. It's quite awesome that people who can't afford are actually getting something, because one of the biggest things is that in this lockdown and stuff like that, a lot of people are dying of starvation. Like I said in the political show, is that I live in a neighborhood where if people don't work or get any income, they will die of starvation, and they would rather live with the virus than not work or receive an income. And this also shouldn't be a mentality, because this is what, as South Africans, we have, is this mentality of the government owes me. The government owes you nothing, and if there's a way that you can actually gain income instead of getting this 350 rand, then do that. I mean, 350 rand really isn't anything. So you can get an income and do it, man. I mean, there's people who are making masks out there and stuff because they need an income. So basically just do what you can to get an income, and if you really, really can't and you need the help of the government, then go out there and get the help of the government. But don't let your mentality be that the government owes me something, I need to get this 350 rand, because nobody owes you anything. And we all have, if you pray to God and ask God for the creativity to come up with something so that your family doesn't die of starvation or whatever, then do that, and you'll see that God will definitely give you the creativity. Like I said, this is Active FM, where radio has never been better.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
You can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
really interesting show. I enjoy sharing the news with you guys, and I'm sure you guys enjoy listening as much as I enjoy listening to Active FM as well. So remember, you can catch our awesome shows on www.activefm.co.za, and we've recently updated our website, so it's really awesome. So go check it out and let your friends check it out as well. And then we also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so that your phone automatically updates for you. And then we're also on Spotify, so you can download our shows on Spotify. And then you can catch us on our social media pages on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're on Facebook /ActiveFM, and we're on Twitter at ActiveFM. So this week we basically spoke about how you can gain access to the 350 Rand social grant that the government is giving out to people who do not have any source of income here in South Africa and stuff. So listen, if you can go back and listen, and or you can share it to people who you know need the grant and things like that. But remember also, I say you should not have the mentality that the government owes you anything, because the government doesn't owe nobody, and you can pray for the creativity to come up with something so you can make money and stuff like that if your family really needs it and things like that. But also, yeah, so get the show out there to the people that you know, and get download. Let's listen to the show. Remember that this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs, and I'm signing out until next week.
Active FM, radio has never been better.